Tantra Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Mountains of the Mind, Adventures in Reaching the Summit, by Robert McFarlane. Narrated by James Gillis. Oh, the mind. Mind has mountains. Gerard Manley Hopkins, circa 1880. 1. Possession. I thought of the resistless passion which drives men to undertake terrific scrambles. No example can deter them. A peak can exercise the same irresistible power of attraction as an abyss. Théophile Gautier, 1868. I was a 12-year-old in my grandparents' house in the Scottish Highlands when I first came across one of the great stories of mountaineering, The Fight for Everest, an account of the 1924 British expedition, during which George Mallory and Andrew Irvine disappeared near the summit of Everest. We were staying in the house for the summer. My brother and I were allowed to go anywhere, except into the room at the end of the hallway, which was my grandfather's study. We played hide-and-seek, and I often hid in the big wardrobe in our bedroom. It smelt strongly of camphor, and there was a clutter of shoes on the floor of the wardrobe, which made it difficult to stand up in. My grandmother's fur coat hung in it too, sheathed in thin, clear plastic, to keep the moths away. It was strange to put a hand out to touch the soft fur and feel the smooth plastic instead. The best room in the house was the conservatory, which my grandparents called the sunroom. Its floor was paved with grey flagstones, always cold under.